If at the beginning and end of our lives we depend upon the kindness of others, why in the middle of our lives should we not act kindly toward them? It is the pragmatic choice. Developing a kind heart, a feeling of closeness for all beings, does not require following a conventional religious practice. It is not only for those who believe in religion. It is for everyone, regardless of race, religion, or political affiliation. It is for all who consider themselves to be, above all, members of the human family, who can embrace this larger and longer perspective. The basic values of love and compassion are present in us from the time of our birth, whereas racial, ethnic, political, and theological perspectives come later. Violence does not accord with our basic human nature, which may lead you to wonder why all sorts of violence become news, but compassionate acts seldom do. The reason is that violence is shocking and not in conformity with our basic human nature, whereas we take compassionate acts for granted because they are closer to our nature. Since we all wish to gain happiness and avoid suffering, and since a single person is relatively unimportant in relation to countless others, we can see that it is worthwhile to share our possessions with others. Happiness that is a byproduct of loving and serving others is far superior to what we gain from serving only ourselves. Our lives are in constant flux, which generates many predicaments. But when these are faced with a calm and clear mind, supported by spiritual practice, they can all be successfully resolved. When our minds are clouded by hatred, selfishness, jealousy, and anger, we not only lose control, but also our judgment. At those wild moments, anything can happen, including war. Although the practice of compassion and wisdom is useful to all of us, it is especially valuable for those responsible for running national affairs, in whose hands lie the power and opportunity to create a framework for world peace. Third, all world religions seek to advance world peace. The principles I have mentioned are in accordance with the ethical teachings of all world religions. I maintain that Buddhism, Christianity, Confucianism, Hinduism, Islam, Jainism, Judaism, Sikhism, Taoism, Zoroastrianism hold up love as an ideal, seek to benefit humanity through spiritual practice, and strive to make its followers better people. All religions teach moral precepts for the advancement of mind, body, speech, and action. Do not lie or steal or take others' lives, and so on. Unselfishness is the common foundation laid down by all great spiritual teachers. This is the basis for leading their followers away from harmful deeds caused by ignorance and toward the path of goodness. All religions agree on the necessity to manage the undisciplined mind which harbors selfishness and other sources of trouble, and to point the way to a spiritual state that is peaceful, disciplined, ethical, and wise.